Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Karen Owicki with Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live right now from the Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass. I've said that twice today, and somehow I had to really think that through. We are happy to be broadcasting live from Co-op's Think 18, an incredible conference who I think we have about 1,000 participants, if I remember correctly. But before we introduce our guest for this segment, I'd like to introduce to you our co-host for today. We have Jody Lowe with You and Improved. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you for having me.
I'm thrilled to have my partners in crime here. And Ryan Reyes with ASBA, Arizona Small Business Association. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you, Karen.
Yes. And we are pleased to meet right now with Samantha Paxson, Chief Marketing and Experience Officer with Co-op Financial Services. Welcome, Samantha.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we were going to connect at the studio. We were going to have you call in. And I had a chance to talk to Amanda Atchison as well as Bobby Rebel, I believe. Uh-huh. And we didn't quite get to have a chance to talk prior to this. So I'm glad we're meeting in person. And I believe that we have you to thank for Think Conference, don't we? This was your baby.
Yes, it's my baby. And it's so exciting to see. It's in its 11th year. And it was my little brainchild when I got hired at Co-op about 13 years ago. We work in the financial services space. And what I noticed was that as our clients were really looking for new ideas and ways to progress their business, they were kind of looking at all the same kinds of thought leadership and speakers and reading the same books. And it was all very insular. It was looking inside our industry and our category for ideas. And I found that, that isn't where I get inspiration. I get inspiration by looking outside our industry and really looking at brands and organizations and companies that I really aspire to have my business be like. Those are organizations like Apple and Google and Southwest Airlines and Nike and Target and all of these kinds of companies that are really doing special things. And so I decided we need to have a brand or a mission and a conference and an effort that helps our clients and our industry look outside of ourselves and find new inspiration to solve existing problems.
And you've done that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is, I know Todd referred to it and a couple other people, in fact, Chris and I were, when we were planning these segments, referred to it as the biggest really credit union industry conference around technology. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It is just amazing to see how far it's come. But I think that idea really resonated with people. They were needing new inspiration and new insights. And, you know, we just all get our blinders on. We kind of do our day-to-day work. It's hard to get out of that. It's hard to get out of your space and outside of your day-to-day and really get new ideas and new ways of thinking and then have it applied.
Right.
How does that apply to to what I do every day?
And as you've planned this week's programs, you've done that with the end in mind, have you not? You've really been intentional around how you're giving the information and how they're able to take it home. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. It's that I think is the most important part, because you can hire a bunch of outside thought leaders and speakers that are doing interesting things within their organizations and within their basic sphere of influence. When you take it and you think about what are our financial leaders struggling with today and how can we apply what Wired is talking about and what GE is doing and what some of our most Michael Phelps was here yesterday, how he applied this, his thinking to transform swimming and the sport of swimming, mm-hmm. How can we take those ideas and transform financial services, especially in the credit union space where we're really trying to help people in their financial lives? How can we apply transformative thinking to our industry? So it's, you have to think about the use cases, really thinking about the end consumer, the end member, and what they're trying to do. And then the challenge and the friction that today's business leaders have in trying to deliver on that, and then go see the trends that are happening in our world today with the digitization of business. the challenges in harnessing data and using it and applying it to kind of old mode processes. So many of our businesses are structured around 20th century operating models. And so when we have this digital explosion happening throughout our world in every category, how do we take these kinds of thinking and use it to transform our existing business in the way that it's structured today? So that's what a lot of these speakers and a lot of the organizations that are here this week are talking about, and where everybody is really taking feverish notes and trying to see how can I go back to my credit union if I'm a CEO or head of payments or head of technology or I'm just a member service rep. How do I take that all back and then bring it together and integrate it into my business?
Well, and how cutting edge to come up with that concept 11 years ago to see this as an issue way back then and to see what you've developed it into today. Congratulations, because this is phenomenal. Just walking the space, we were all just blown away at what a phenomenal job you've done.
Oh, well, thank you. But honestly, it was selfish. When I go around to different conferences and events, there were many times when I started this, I was bored and was not inspired. Yep. And I was struggling in my role. I was a new head of marketing within this organization, and I was struggling just to figure out how to talk about these complex challenges and simplify it. And how do I get ideas to truly understand and empathize with the end consumer looking for the right banking provider, and what are they trying to get done within their financial lives? And how do I understand that to be able to inform our clients and our leaders to help make that simple for them?
Right.
It was selfish.
Well, maybe it started that way.
Yeah.
But it certainly doesn't seem that way.
Oh, I was just going to say, and then also like the constant evolution, you know, I guess the key for you would be just not to be stagnant, always think of something new to kind of bring to the table for the event, right?
Yeah. Well, what makes that easier is that the world is changing so fast. I mean, the World Economic Forum has put out the last year and a half that we're in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution. So there's been more change within technology and human behavior in the last 10 years than there has been in the last 50 years. Mm-hmm. And so when business is changing that quickly, technology is changing that quickly, consumer behavior is changing that quickly, then we all have to keep up. And so it gives us a lot of ideas and a lot of things to fuel how we continually up our game and stay ahead of that and get new ways of framing the content for this event and for this brand. Mm-hmm. That really helps keep it going. So the world is fueling our creativity.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so absolutely.
The three of us in our respective careers and jobs put on conferences and workshops and retreats and that sort of thing. So I'm curious, from the idea to inception that first year, and now, you know, 11 years later, has your team grown? And what's some of the most exciting things as you reflect back, like, gosh, I didn't know then, but this is happening now.
Mm. The team has grown, and this is a sliver of what my team does. So, it has grown, which I am grateful for. but yeah, the what I'm surprised by is that first we just brought in outside speakers and said, oh, isn't that interesting that we have the CMO from Harley Davidson and Steve Wozniak from Apple coming and speaking to credit unions about what they should be thinking about. That the first year was the zag. But as we've continued, we've been bringing more credit union leaders together with these incredible thought leaders, and they've been collaborating to solve problems. So the first time we did it, we had Sir Ken Robinson, who in 2011, he is the most downloaded TED Talk in history. He talks about the human element and why finding your element within your work is so important to your success. And then he spoke with Tony Hawk, who talked about how he went from being a kind of a skateboard kid to a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And they were a great tag team to talk about finding your element and being successful in that. Well, then we brought in two credit union CEOs to speak with them about those things. And isn't that weird that, oh, we're all on a panel with Tony Hawk. What does that have to do with my business? And so really, we've started bringing in that kind of thinking several years ago, and we've just been upping that. And now we produce a magazine that includes that collaborative creation between our thought leaders that come from the world's most esteemed brands and our credit union leaders. And they kind of do this mashup to solve our industry's challenges. And so we have a magazine, we have one of the most followed social brands, and get outside organizations pitching us to have their content on our channels. And then of course we have this sold out conference. So it's a really, it's been incredible. And we have Gene Chatsky collaborating with us. And we had Nicholas Thompson, who's the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine. It's wonderful to have these incredible influencers want to be part of this brand. And they want to see a mission-driven financial services category succeed because it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So that's what I get excited about. Like, wow, we're making a difference here. So it's fun.
Absolutely.
Love it. Michael Phelps.
Yes.
Was here yesterday along with Wired, right? Different sessions, but both. And we've heard he was highly influential, speaking from that really personal place. Mm-hmm. Again, to your point, what does Michael Phelps or, you know, the skateboarder have to mm-hmm. do with credit unions or the business of doing business? But when we can draw that line between that personal connection, that grit, that desire to shift, everybody can hear it from a different place where they need to and have it apply to the work that they're doing. Again, whether they're CEO, they're in payroll, whatever they're doing, they can take that back. So bravo. And are you already thinking about next year's think as well? Or do you have to land on your feet for 30 seconds before you start planning the next one?
If you could see my face right now.
No,
I'm not thinking. Well, actually,
kind of.
I don't want to think about it yet, but I'm... we're always thinking about it. We're always like, oh, this worked really well. We should be thinking about this kind of content. Mm-hmm. How could we bring these people together? We've really upped it this year. We have a lot of deep dives on the big points of conversation. So yesterday we talked a lot about what does it mean to be on the race to excellence? So this whole idea that technology is changing so fast and consumer behavior is changing at the same rate, but business can't keep up. They're struggling to keep up. And having Nicholas Thompson, the editor-in-chief of Wired, plus Michael Phelps, they were both talking about the same themes and the same way of leading and getting after that kind of change just in two applications. Mm-hmm. So Nicholas Thompson was talking about it from a digital and data perspective and how companies and governments are evolving to use AI and machine learning and what that means ethically for our society and how we need to be thinking about it and how we need to go really fast but be thoughtful. Michael was talking about it from, look, I have a goal. This is what I wanted to get to. And this is where I was seeing the swim, my sport going. And I was going to skate toward the puck, where the puck is going. I was going to go toward that goal no matter what. And so it was very aligned in terms of understanding where technology and data and the digital transformation of our world is going and the transformation of so many things and how you use that to evolve what you're doing in your work and in your life.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Absolutely. Really is. Do I recall that you are also the creator of the Shades Up? Is that you?
Yeah.
Hashtag Shades Up. We've heard about this.
Yeah, give us the backstory. I know Amanda had shared that with us when she was on air with us last week. So it's such a sweet and powerful way to get the word out.
I'm blushing right now. So I travel a lot for work. We have credit unions that are based all over the country. And my organization, Co-op, is a provider and a back-end technology company for 3,000 plus credit unions and 60 million consumers. We process 6.6 billion transactions annually. And so that's a lot of clients to go see and a lot of problems to go solve across the country. So I have to travel all the time. The thing is I don't like to fly.
That's what we heard. Rumor has it.
I'm not a good flyer. I'm like a white knuckle flyer. And I think it's because I'm a mom. When I had my son, something happened and I just got scared.
Yeah.
And so what helps me, I'm a context person. I like to understand the big picture. And so what that means in flying, I want to see what's happening outside the plane. And so what's annoying a little bit, what I found annoying is that when I'm flying, people shut the shades and they're looking at their phones. And it exacerbates my fear. So I had posted about this on Facebook saying, pet peeve number 572, and business travel. Why do people get a window seat and shut the shades?
Yeah.
And so a couple of my friends that I see around the country in the credit union space, they felt bad for me and they started posting selfies of themselves saying, shades up for Sam. Here I am, I'm raising the window shade. And this just kept happening. So I posted this in February. And a month later, people are still posting shades up for Sam. And so I said, I talked to Todd Clark, our CEO, and I said, hey, I've got this idea. What if we put some money behind the shades up movement and we had it benefit the charities that are important to our clients, our Credit Unions for Kids, which is a children's hospital, a Children's Miracle Network hospital charity that raises money for sick and injured children. And then the National Credit Union Foundation, which raises money for members of credit unions in financial disaster, they do financial wellness and capability, and also during natural disasters when people need access to capital. So I said, what if we did this shades up for kids instead of shades up for Sam. Yeah. So I appreciate that. And did $10 a shade and we've raised $10,000.
Todd was with us earlier this morning and he's a little nervous. He said, he's like, this is going to be big. I'm getting a little nervous here.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, we're testing something. We're
so
seeing,
brilliant.
We're seeing how it goes. And then we may need to put some guardrails around it.
Yeah.
But it gives everybody an opportunity, obviously, to participate, especially when they're traveling and for such a great cause. Mm-hmm. I love it. And of course, building in that social media piece and the photo piece, it's just, it's brilliant. It's just such a pleasure to get to know you and get a little bit of an idea of what goes on up in there in that thinker.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's fun it makes me feel a little bit better when I'm flying to know, well, at least I'm flying and raising money for kids and families.
I kept thinking this week as I saw that I have the app for Think, and I was looking at all the great photos that people were submitting with the shades up. And I thought, well, I'm not flying anywhere. I just had to drive literally 6 minutes to get here, which is kind of cool for me.
Oh my gosh.
But what could I do? So I'll have to keep thinking on that. Maybe roll down my window or something and
there
do my
go.
Hashtag shades up.
I love it.
Now we're all going to be self-conscious when we fly now.
Oh my gosh. I'm hashtagging that immediately.
We're going to have to join. And so what is the actual hashtag? It's hashtag shades up.
Shades up for kids.
Shades up for
good.
Kids.
Good. Awesome. And bonus if we do shades up for Sam.
Yes.
You'll give me
$100. Heart
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Nice.
You get an extra love.
I appreciate it. Yes.
I love it. What are you most proud about as you just are walking the halls and listening to the speakers? What's really hitting home for you as we round out our conversation with you today?
I'm most proud of my team and the work that they have put together to make this happen. I founded this, but nowadays I'm the chief marketing and experience officer, and I work to design service models and our operational design. And I really have a massive day job that's aside from this. And my team has really taken this brand to heights that they're so proud of. They told me in the opening of this show that they got goosebumps and teared up. So when you see this magic and these ideas come to life and you see people's response to it and have them furiously taking notes and saying, this is how I'm going to go back and transform my organization to help more people in their financial lives, is tremendously rewarding. So I'm most proud of my team of leaders who are just passionate and wanting to make a difference every day.
So beautiful. I love it. Taking thought and putting it into action.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And it seems to be the theme. We spoke to Ray from Tucson from Pyramid Credit Union, who's here as a participant. And then, of course, we spoke to Todd, your CEO. And that seems to be the theme when we've asked a similar question. You know, what are you most proud of? What's most exciting? they're always saying it's the people that I'm around. It's the mm-hmm. team that is helping me achieve what we need to achieve and what we're here to do. So kudos to you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
And again, we appreciate your time and certainly the stories that you have to share as the creator extraordinaire for co-ops.
Yes.
Thank you. She's shaking her head.
And
no,
take a deep breath before the next planning period starts on Monday morning.
Awesome. Will do. Thank you. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.